It's the day before Halloween, and all the trick-or-treaters and the parents of the trick-or-treaters have their focus on the forecasters or their favorite weather website to see what the conditions will be like on the last night of October. For birds in the natural world, they don't have the luxury of getting their forecast ahead of time. They deal with what they are dealt. The start of November heralds major change in the natural world, the birds' world. Powerful weather systems continue to increase in duration and strength, accompanied by colder temperatures and decreasing day length. The signs of the rapidly approaching winter are everywhere. It is shocking to realize that the start of the Christmas bird count period is only 6 weeks away. Birds that have, for one reason or another, waited to migrate until the last minute are doing so with life-saving purpose. With days rapidly shortening, the ambient temperatures dropping on land and in the waters, the migration of birds has shifted, and most land birds have passed by. Now is the time that northerly nesting loons, grebes, sea ducks, and gulls arrive to spend the winter months off our shores. This is their tropics, a respite from where they have just left, where it will be a frozen, inhospitable environment until late next May. A look off of any favored spot at the water in the early morning will reveal long lines of ducks and scattered numbers of flying loons passing by. There are many excellent spots around the Cape and Islands to view large concentrations of sea ducks that are fairly easy to access. While the birding now requires a hat, gloves, and perhaps an overcoat, it is very rewarding. There are right now more and bigger birds on the move than at any other time of the year. The waters surrounding us are jammed with bird life. Any prolonged northeast winds, such as those provided by a nor'easter, will provide some fine pelagic birding, especially in Cape Cod Bay along the north side of the Cape. Cape Cod's unique shape acts as a kind of seabird trap during prolonged northeast storms. The birds get pushed up against the shoreline from Boston southward. They fly along the coast heading south, then they follow the sweep of the Cape around to the east, and then turn north in Eastham and Wellfleet before reaching the tip of the Cape at Provincetown. From here, the birds round Race Point in P-Town, where they are again buffeted by unobstructed, fierce northeast winds. They choose the path of least resistance and make their way across Cape Cod Bay again, hitting the shoreline between Boston and Plymouth, and again repeat the process. Liken it to Groundhog Day, the movie, for seabirds in fierce storms. It makes for the best land-based pelagic birding in the world. Nor'easters on Cape Cod in November and December have become increasingly famous in the birding community around North America. Various viewing spots from Sandy Neck and Barnstable to Provincetown are becoming a birding destination during the foulest weather imaginable. The birding in area waters continues to get better right into the end of November. After strong winds, northern gannets, a wide variety of gulls, a few falcon-like seabirds called jaegers, alcids, and a bonanza of sea ducks in close to shore are all expected highlights. With numbers of migrant land birds thinning, it seems the next few weeks have historically been the best time for vagrant flycatchers to appear. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.